Imagine, with all the attention that was given to Ebola, thousands of women who are caregivers already by our own gender roles that have been assigned to us. It's a natural inclination that we will respond. We are health givers. We are the ones that go to our neighbor in a community like Africa. We care for each other. Women were responding, and with all the attention that was given to Ebola, we never had access to funding because of the due diligence. Local actors already have challenges in getting access to funding. Then imagine you being a women-led organization. That was more complicated. But that didn't stop us, because we knew that Ebola was killing our family. We knew that Ebola was killing our heredity, and we had to respond with or without funding. So the lesson that can be learned from Liberia is so many. If we want to stick to the core humanitarian standard of building back better, we need to invest into localization. And when we say localization, invest into women organizations that are already on the ground. Before the humanitarian crisis track, we are there. During humanitarian crisis, we are there. And after humanitarian crisis, we continue to be there and build. So if you want to save more life, if you want to see a shift into communities that are continually hit by natural disaster and crisis, you have to now consider investing into localization, and just not localization, but women-led organization. There are so many lessons that we can give to our local actors that are in the DRC, and we can give to donors here. For years, women have struggled to be seen at the front line of humanitarian assistance. We are qualified, and we have the capacity. All we need is the opportunity to lead. How can we change this? Currently, if you go into the DRC, women are already responding. Currently, local groups, youth groups are already responding. How can these people have access to funding to continue to build their community back after the end of Ebola? It's the question that we all need to answer and find solution to, because people are dying. We need to save lives. I just saw a tweet, I don't know how realistic is that tweet, that said that lack of funding is causing an increase of the spread of Ebola in the DRC. You don't really need money to respond to their crisis. If you want to save more on hotels, air tickets, insurance, just invest in the people who are already living with the disease and they are willing to respond. We didn't see that in Liberia. Thousands of lives who have been saved if the response was directed to the local actors who were responding. The lack of language barrier, culture, diversity play a big thing in Ebola response. It's an infectious disease, but quick to be killed. Simple message we're talking to the community. Allow no stranger in your community. Wash your hands as often as you can. Take sick people to the hospital. Report any increase in fever. And we spoke our languages. Places that the people couldn't understand English, we have people who was from their community, religious leader, we tap into them, and they were able to continue to create the awareness messages. So it is good for us to always respond, but I think it's appropriate for us to prepare and prevent these crises. And to have a proper preventive mechanism is to invest in the people who are actually on the ground and doing the work. Community development solution and responses is at the response and putting beneficiary at the center of humanitarian response is important. And we say putting people who are the center at humanitarian response says at the women, the children, persons living with disability, the LGBTIQ, these groups that are not recognized during humanitarian crisis. We need to put them at the center when we are responding to humanitarian crisis. Most importantly, what helped us in our organization is the feminist approach that we took to our response. We left no one behind. We were directly recognizing the agency of the women who were already at the community, the CBOs, who were responding with the minimal resources, but never had any means to do call for proposal. They never had the technical know-how to do that. But trust me, they had the capacity to respond, and they were willing to respond. One of the things that we need to learn that happened in Liberia is that local actors were underpaid. When we say localization, people feel that even the salary should be local. Yeah, we understand. If you're going to pay somebody three times the amount that I'm going to do the job and you're going to pay me just 10%, it's not fair. And I'm risking my life. I understand the issue. You then take the report and report without even recognizing this. There was a local woman that in that community that actually responded and helped to end the spread of this virus, but we are not being recognized. So bringing the local actors to the table and asking them what are the solutions will help in stopping the spread of the Ebola outbreak. When the international community and the international partner recognized that localization was the key in the Ebola outbreak, that they couldn't stop the spread of the Ebola outbreak without investing in the local actors or recognizing the roles that we were playing, when they recognized that it was time for us to come at the table, immediately we saw the end of Ebola. Ebola was stopped in Liberia by community engagement, by CBOs, by local actors that had no further experience, but had the passion, understood the context, they lived in the communities, and they knew what it was to save lives. Currently, we have seen the end of Ebola in Liberia, and we have one crisis that is going on, the increase of sexual gender-based violence, on the increase. Everybody have pulled out right now. Ebola is over. And we have local actors now. We are the ones advocating, holding government accountable, and asking them to pass law that protect women and girls. With our funding, we are there. So if you build the capacity and strengthen the capacity of local actors, and you invest more into the responses, recognizing the role, the agency that they come with, Ebola is going to be stopped in DRC. Local approach and giving funding directly to women-led organizations is going to help in stopping the spread of the Ebola virus. Thank you.